the number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
Woo! Night of Champions edition of the Hour Bomb.
Wow, that was really fucking loud.
I know, I did that on purpose.
Wow. Yeah, let's hope you don't wake up the fucking baby.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you forget, we're right downstairs under the baby's room.
Oh, who gives a fuck of a wake up edition of the baby of the Hour Bomb?
Wow. But anyway, welcome to another wake up the baby edition of the Hour Bomb.
Who gives a fuck if I wake up the baby edition of the Hour Bomb? There you are.
I'm your host and the man that's going to murder Adrian. Your microphone's cutting out that cords.
Then you're. Am I good? Yes, no.
Hold on, guys.
We'll just listen to the choir singing, that's all.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Try that.
All right, now?
Yeah, we got you now.
All right.
Anyway,
I'm your scat-divism here in the basement here in a minute.
Some what?
Scat-divism.
What the hell is scat-divism?
Scat-divism, that's the art of shitting in someone else's property as a form of protest.
Shitting on someone else's property is a form of protest?
I'm protesting you being so great, so I'm going to shit on your basement.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm your host, the first ever...
gross.
Yeah, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Adrian Masters.
Sting may or may not be hurt.
Adrian Masters may or may not get kicked right in the dick later. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Thank you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
Fuck off, all you two.
Yeah, do a little louder. Wake up the baby. I don't care.
And...
I hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love the stereo sound. Thank you. Except you, you're a douche.
Wow.
What a fucking dick.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Joined by, hey, makes our show 25% more black.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Oklahoma Tootsie Roll. Windows 10 sucks, Jones.
Okay. I went to use a Filario. How about you guys configure it before you start using it?
You know what? I'm still using Windows 8.
Oh, fuck that shit. I jumped on Windows 10 as soon as I could. It's not bad.
Why? I'm sorry. No, I'm still using Windows 7. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say.
My bad.
If I could downgrade to 7, I would.
I don't blame you. 7.
Is it? You guys hate it that much?
I fucking hate Windows 10.
I see no reason to upgrade.
Yeah.
It's just like Windows 7.
Except for it doesn't work.
It is.
I mean, that's...
Half of our programs at work don't work on Windows 10, so we can't upgrade our computers ever from Windows 8.
That's not true.
It was even messing up World of Warcraft.
Windows 10 is a Donald Trump of computer programs.
Wait. It's messing up Warcraft?
Yeah. It's like, okay, I can play it on my laptop with no problem. and it runs Windows 8.1. I tried it with Windows 10. Yeah. Dude. That screwed everything
I don't have
up
the baby
a lot.
Crying.
If you wait, wait, wait. Do you have I'm the playing my games on Steam, and I'm having no problems.
What?
Like, I'm playing Saints Row and Dynasty Warriors and other games on Steam, and I'm having no problems. Maybe it's your hardware that sucks.
Okay.
Again?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Microsoft Tech Support Hour with your host, Mark Jones.
Except I'm being really rude.
Microsoft Windows 10 works about as well as Sting's back.
Oh, snap.
No, Windows 8.1. Windows 10's not bad. 10 is
not
bad.
8.1 isn't that great. Even I admit that.
Yeah, Windows 8. What the fuck were they smoking?
It's like the KitKat version of the Android app.
Can Mark Jones do the intro in his New Day Black voice? What intro?
I think he wants me to like introduce the show like the New Day does after Eden or Lillian announced them coming out to the ring.
You know what? I'm actually going to do a write up for that and see if we can get Mark Jones to do the read on that.
Okay.
That would be interesting.
I guess I got to say that would be pretty entertaining, I think.
I think it would.
PW Pop listeners.
Oh, PW Pop listeners.
Oh, my God. We need to have you on more.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
Well, no, we're not talking about Heath here yet, all right? So.
Hey.
Kevin just pointed out that, or no, Beanbag just pointed out that we're not even through our intro yet. We're already at 124 hearts.
Good job, guys.
This is great.
We're shooting for 700 tonight, guys.
We'll do our best, sir.
I don't heart.
Keep clicking. Anyway,
that's what she said.
How you guys been?
I've been doing all right. Can't complain.
I am mentally cashed out at work.
Can't say I blame you.
I'm on my final week at my current job, so I'm having a hard time not telling them just to fuck off.
Well, just wait till they tell you to do something you don't want to do, and then you're just like, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean.
Didn't you tell your building manager that you weren't coming in for mandatory overtime next week already?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They made mandatory overtime. I gave my 2 weeks notice on the Friday of last week. And so I was going to work a couple extra days the following week, like after this week still. But, I mean, they've made mandatory overtime on top of a mandatory working Saturday. So there's like 13 hours of required overtime.
That's stupid.
Fuck them.
So guess what I'm not doing? And I figure it's going to be Thursday or Friday before they realize I'm not doing that. So
you're not even doing your overtime that you're supposed to do?
No.
So you're doing...
I'm working my regular shift, and if they don't like that, they can fire me. I don't care.
Eat and skate, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
What are they going to do, fire me? It's not like anyone there listens to this show anyway.
And if they do, fuck you. Y'all suck. Anyway, so I tried to set my house on fire tonight.
Yeah, good job on that, by the way.
Really? What happened?
Hold on. Shut up. If anyone's going to tell a story about me almost burning down my house, it's going to be me.
Jason doesn't realize that the smoking toaster is a sign that it won't set country on fire.
It's all right. Give the backstory, Jason.
We had this brilliant idea. There's a convention we go to called Arcom. Okay.
Which, by the way, is less than 2 weeks away.
It is the Midwest biggest sci-fi fantasy gaming
convention. Yes.
Okay. It's like Comic-Con.
So it's Comic-Con for your area.
Yes, only cooler. We don't have as good a guest, though. I'll give them that one.
But there's free beer, so we'll take that.
Free beer Friday night and Saturday night. Anyway, so we were talking. We always get a hotel room on the first floor of the hotel where all the parties are, because we like to be able to stumble in our room and bust in our private stash of alcohol. And
Sean Picklesfinger's like to say you can't come in the outlets. He already told you
God.
That.
Anyway, so we were talking about this year or next year, selling grilled cheese to the drunkards during the parties.
Olay.
Anyway, so
okay,
hold on, just listen, because at that point in time, there's nothing really to eat, and you're drunk, and you're at the hotel. The smart thing to do is not leave the hotel and go drive to one of the nearby fast food places and get food because you're hungry.
Exactly.
That if you leave your spot, your parking spot, you're not going to get another fucking parking spot.
Nope.
So we were thinking that what we could do is sell grilled cheese. Now, we were trying to figure out how we could make the grilled cheese. I had this brilliant idea of, I've seen it before. My wife's like, we could do it in a toaster. You lay the toaster on the side. You put on the uppermost level, the uppermost slot, just the piece of bread. On the bottom slot, you put bread and then cheese on top of it. Hold on. Just wait.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I was going to say, just give it a chance.
So we were talking about this for like a half hour. And finally, I'm like, we need proof of concept. Can this work?
So Jason goes to try this.
I go into my kitchen, grab the toaster, flip it on its side.
What's an important step that you skipped here right off the bat, Jason?
Didn't make sure it was clean.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
So I throw it on its side, get the bread ready, stick it in there, hit the button. I turn the heat up a little bit because, well, I'm trying to melt some cheese, too, while I'm at it. It's going, and might I tell you, this thing is actually toasting beautifully. A little bit of smoke, not a big deal. I'm like, yeah.
Wait, a little bit of smoke coming from the toaster. Hey, Mark, do you take that as a bad sign? Does your toaster smoke?
My toaster does not smoke.
If
it did smoke, would you stop at that point thinking something's seriously wrong?
Hey, just because his toaster just because his toaster recently gave up smoking.
It sounds like your toaster gave up the ghost.
So anyway, I was determined to get this done because I could see the bread was starting to toast. And I could see the cheese was starting to melt. We're good to go. Then all of a sudden I saw a flame.
Yeah.
And I saw a bigger flame. So I quickly hit the thing to where the toast pops out. Let me tell you, it popped out beautifully. Like when it popped out when it was done, it was almost like it almost smushed itself like perfectly, like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, it almost did. It really did.
And then I also want to point out, I'm sitting like across the room, and I can see Jason run by the like door frame of the kitchen with the flaming toaster in his hand.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh shit, I've got a fire. We've got a fire. So my wife doesn't know what to do. I'm like, grab the fucking door. I just ran outside because I'm like, this thing's going to get hot in my hands. If I'm going to drop it, I'm going to drop it on the concrete outside of my patio. Okay.
Yes.
I take it outside. I blow it out. It goes out. But let me tell you, if you have this brilliant idea of putting your toaster on its side to make a grilled cheese sandwich,
make sure the crumbs are clean.
Yeah.
Empty your crumb trap.
Yeah.
So, hey, Jason, how's this show work?
You shouldn't be able to roast marshmallows with your toasters.
That's not...
No.
But now our idea for this convention is we're thinking we might do hot dogs. Because I got a hot dog toaster.
Do those actually... What? No, I've seen it work. They work. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
It was on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, my God. We got an entry. God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first entry for Jason Heath in the Urban Dictionary. Shall I read it to you guys?
Please do.
Because you guys won't be able to get through it. A jizz mopper who is secretly in love with the masked wrestler Pearl.
Oh my God.
That is our first entry.
All right.
Wow.
I even forgot. What did I say I was going to do? I was going to get someone a t-shirt, I think.
I don't remember what the deal was.
I had to go back and listen to the show to figure out what I said.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he did it.
Wow. So I want to thank Jake Capone for our first entry into this.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake.
Wow. Where's that number at?
Oh
we're
at
287. Wow. Holy hell. Anyway. First, before we do that, who we got in the chat room? Holy shit.
Yes.
We got myself.
Hey, buck up. Except get away from the growth.
We got Jason Halpert.
And again, I'll let his wife do the buck up.
Shenanigans. We have PW Pop.
We always know
that's
that.
That's me, yeah.
Oh, we got Jason Heath.
Hey, I always bulk up myself.
We got the brother Mark Jones number two.
Hey, bulk up to you.
As opposed to Mark Jones number one. That's right. The white version.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. We got Special K Kevin Curtin.
Oh.
Hey, bulk up.
There you go.
Eugene.
Yeah. We do have our good friend Jake Capone.
Oh, I don't have his music, but I have this.
Okay.
I could see him being part of Brood like back in the day.
Okay.
Not really, but I just want to hear the music really.
We have Beanbags.
Hey, bulk up.
I don't
and,
know what the fuck
bulk
his,
up to Jake.
I don't know what his music was.
We have Sean Pickles Fintress.
I do have that one.
Don't treat me like a woman.
Bulk up
man.
Question mark?
Don't treat me like an old man. Treat me for just who I
am. Oh shit.
What? Are you serious, Sean?
He turns 30 in like 20 minutes?
Holy shit.
All right, well, hey, you know what? We will sing a special happy birthday song to you.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you can't...
Wait a minute, dude. Can you get him?
Well, he's got some race stuff going on right now.
That's not a good idea getting him right now.
Yeah, we got Mark Jones on the show, so that could be offensive.
Well, Mark Jones did interview him.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, come on.
Oh, Jason, I put something in the Skype chat that might help you with your grilled cheese situation.
Won't pull up, right? I'll check it out later. Hey, put it in the chat.
Oh, okay.
All right. So,
anyway.
Yeah, might still come
back. His was a rock version of Gangster's Paradise.
No, not his. Beanbags. Beanbags. I can't remember the hell Beanbags was.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably going to give him a new theme next week.
And also, we have Chuck Maddox. Buck up to him.
What's up, Chuck? He doesn't have a theme song yet.
Yeah,
not yet.
Hold on.
And plus two elsewhere.
And fuck them. Because they're not ballsy enough to come into the chat room.
Mm. All right, I got Chuck's. Hold on.
You look oh, God. So
this one's for you, Chuck. Good to me.
No, I don't need a grill, Mark. That's not what I was looking for.
But it'll help with your grilled cheese situation if you plug it up to like maybe an external battery or something. Then maybe you can actually make the grilled cheese and sell it to the hobos.
We can make the grilled cheese for the drunkards in the hotel room. That's not a problem. It was never that.
But okay, cold grilled cheese sucks.
It wasn't cold.
Fresh
no, we're
grilled
gonna,
cheese
we're gonna,
is
we're
great.
We're gonna make them fresh though.
Yeah, we're gonna make them fresh. We've got a big griddle that we're just gonna take now at this point.
Yeah.
That's what I was suggesting. You made it sound like you didn't have one.
Well, they have to get it from somebody else, but yes.
No, I don't have to get it from anyone else. I have one.
Oh, okay.
We use it for like fucking pancakes and shit.
Oh.
We can get started on this thing, man.
We use it for pancakes. We were just trying to be lazy. The fucking toaster grilled cheese, we could have four fucking toasters go on at once and out it comes. Boom, here you go.
Okay, that's not lazy, that's inventive. You had a good idea, you were on the right track, but you don't want to burn yourselves and die from carbon monoxide in the hotel room, now do you?
From a toaster? You can't die from carbon monoxide poisoning from a fucking toaster?
I mean, that's like Jenny McCarthy logic there, Mark.
Ooh.
Jessica Simpson logic.
That hurt. That hurt.
Well, no, Jenny McCarthy's the anti-vax lady now.
Oh, that's right, I forget that.
I'm on her
and
case.
Fuck
because
her, by the way.
She's fucking
that's,
stupid.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's what Jake's like.
I don't know.
Carbon monoxide question mark from a fucking toaster? It's a toaster, Mark. I have a shout out question for all the tech guys. Does anyone have a Raspberry Pi 2 or a mess with coat? What the hell is that?
I know what he's talking about. I do not have Raspberry Pi 2, but I do know what he's talking about. Is he trying to load? Are you trying to load an OS onto
Mark,
there,
we
Chuck?
We seriously aren't actually doing a tech show right now. I'm not. We're not.
I'm sorry.
And you can answer all of those questions in
maybe
the chat
I should. Maybe I should try to convince Dan or Paul to do a tech show.
Do Talking Tech with Mark Jones.
Yes.
I'll put wrestling in there somewhere, but I'd do it.
I'll produce it for you.
I don't know about that.
We have someone new. The Real Clown?
Does he mean Raspberry Beret? Raspberry Beret.
I don't know who the Real Clown is.
I don't know either.
I don't know either. Apparently Pickles does, though.
But the Real Clown, hopefully you have balls for the ball cup.
We'll call him Doink.
Okay. Doink.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So we'll cover Night of Champions, and then we'll talk about our WPW stuff.
Yeah.
Sound like fun? Okay. Anyway, here's how the show normally works. For those of you listening for the first time, no, I'm sorry you picked this show to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Mark Jones on. It's kind of, urban.
Well, you know what? Fuck you.
He is kind of a Jason Heath, so.
He's the Jason Heath of the black community.
Okay, I know who the real clown is.
Okay.
Can you enlighten
us? Tell us?
Remember the guy I was telling you about earlier? You know, from Nerdgasms?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Logan.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, so here's how the show normally works, I guess, for the real clown. We got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes plus my brother from
another family.
Family? I guess. Is that a thing, Mark? I don't know. I don't speak black, so.
Oh, God damn it.
What the fuck?
Is Kyle on here too?
Yeah, exactly. Thankfully,
my views do not reflect.
Is this the walkabout?
Them guys' views.
Mark, very rarely do I ever do or say anything like that. Every now and then, it just kind of comes out. That's all it is. I had to, buddy. What?
I'll give you a pass. What the fuck?
Okay, I didn't hear you. All I heard was...
you got really quiet, Mark. I'm sorry.
Anyway, these two assholes, Mark, are going to try to make sure I can't put my list. However, tonight...
No time limit. No time limit
because we have a pay-per-view to talk about. And we're going to preview the WPW show this week.
We're
going
to try not to talk super long about the pay-per-view, though.
Well, we got a show we got to do, so...
Well, we're going to try to keep this at a reasonable time here.
Hopefully. We'll see. Sean says he doesn't live or speak thug life, Mark.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
Do you? I don't care.
I don't. I don't care.
Just saying. He wanted me to tell you. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway.
Anyways.
What care the I do not.
Douchebag you are.
You know what? I just think I just heard Broda.
Wow.
Asshole you are.
Yeah.
I went in your mom's.
So hey, Jason.
Huh.
You gonna ask us what's going on? Anything else?
Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I am good, sir.
Broda, you got anything else? G.I. Bro?
Really? Really? No, Tony Romo, I don't have anything.
Oh,
hey, fuck you! First off, who's 2-0 this year? Second off, did you see the end of Monday Night Football against the Giants?
No Romo, no Dez Bryant.
I'm
this ain't looking good, man.
So it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. They're still 2-0. And I am not Romo because here's something I can do that Romo can't. Hey guys, what am I doing? I'm lifting both arms above my head.
Oh. I was going to say finish in a game.
Oh. How are them Jets looking, Mark?
1-0, and we play Indy tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
So you'll be 1-1.
Kevin's trying to propose a hybrid of G.I. Broda.
Oh, God. Kevin Curtin.
We are Hogan.
Oh, God.
Mark, do you have anything else?
No, I'm fine.
Adrian, do you have anything else?
I got this black guy.
You son of a bitch.
I can't. Oh my God. What is with you two tonight? Oh my God. Mark, I don't know what these two are on.
You know what? Give me those.
Yep. This is punishment.
Penalty, jelly bean.
No,
eat, bitch.
I refuse.
Eat, bitch.
I refuse.
Oh, it's a white one.
Oh, you might want to have the trash can nearby
just
in case. Baby
wipes or coconut. He's waiting.
That's coconut.
Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Anyway, so we need to talk about Night of Champions. Adrian, don't have a theme song for
Woo,
Night of Champions.
Woo, Night of Champions. Doo, doo. Done. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's not a champions trombone. Right there, baby.
Oh, God. Anyway,
do you guys even know where that's from?
Yes.
Final Fantasy.
Okay, dude.
Okay. Well, I don't know if guys in the Midwest play Final Fantasy. You guys are usually those people who play Call of Duty and start chanting at other people.
I don't do Call of Duty.
I don't appreciate your broad generalizations about my people.
Wow.
You're talking to somebody who paid like over $70-something.
You just went there.
Yes, I did.
For a copy of Final Fantasy III when it first released for Super Nintendo.
That is geographical
profiling.
You mean
Final Fantasy VI, right?
In America, it was released as Final Fantasy III, so I do have to go by its original name.
Mark?
Yes?
Our good friend Jacob Owen says that is geographical profiling, and we don't like it. And I'm pretty sure he can kick your ass. He's a big dude. Mm. Not that he would drive to New York.
Because he probably doesn't.
He probably won't but he was our buddy that was on a couple weeks ago. He made some awesome fan art, too. Anyway, so Night of Champions. You know, and that's the second time you've really, third time you've really lost your shit.
I have, yeah.
The first one, we were talking about the cat game?
Yeah.
My wife lost it, so. Oh, he's up for the right money, he'd go out there. Good to know.
I live in one of the roughest neighborhoods in Brooklyn.
Mark, you don't. I don't believe you.
I don't either. You're like Carlton, man.
No,
he's not quite Carlton, but he's definitely not the Fresh Prince either.
Final Fantasy. Charlotte fingerfucks Paige's asshole.
What?
Wow, Kevin.
Whoa.
That's a little bit much there.
I'm not saying I wouldn't want to see that, but
maybe not exactly. Maybe not the asshole, but maybe other things. Anyway, pre-show match no one really cared about. It's just kind of just, I feel like it was just kind of thrown together last minute.
They've actually been built towards that a little bit on SmackDown and stuff. It hasn't gotten a lot of raw time.
Stardust and the Ascension against Neville and the Lucha Dragons.
Cosmic Wasteland.
I forgot all about the pre-show because I was busy watching the Cowboys finish winning. So we turned it on
in the closer.
Right at the end of the match, so we got to see Ascension and Stardust.
And Cody Rhodes and I'm sorry, Stardust and the Ascension win.
Kevin says someone's really low on volume. Works her mouth like a sock puppet. What?
Whoa!
Oh,
wow!
A winning combination of people no one cares about anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about.
Yeah, yeah.
About,
I like Lucha Dragon still.
Well, they weren't the winners, so.
No, but. Oh, I got what you said. I thought it was implying the match in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, I got you. Still don't know why I like them. I'm not a huge, I don't like luchas.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah. I don't normally like them, but I do. All right, on to the actual card itself.
Opening match, Kevin Owens versus Ryback.
This Microsoft Edge fucking thing is bullshit. It fucking freezes up all the time. Mark Jones.
What? When's the last time you ran your updates?
Whenever it says, hey, you have an update. I'm like, okay, fucking update.
No, fucking run them without telling you to run them.
What?
No, anyway. Basically he's saying he updates it every time it says to.
I do update this computer every time it says something.
Fantasy 4. No, Noel fully tickles Charlotte's pussy with Mr. Socko.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
What's wrong with you, Kevin?
Kevin needs to get laid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, opening match of the night. Kind of, I thought it would set the tone for the event. Intercontinental title match, Kevin Owens against Ryback.
I actually enjoyed this match. That was pretty good.
You know, Ryback actually impressed me on this one. Not that I have a huge problem with Ryback, because I think he did a good job as Intercontinental Champion.
I like the way that he sold the shoulder. I thought that he did a good job. And it worked for it. It was a good match.
It was.
He didn't need to talk about that damn secret book all the time, though.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I liked Owen's promo. That was entertaining. Before the match, where he's like, and it's not gonna be a secret now that I'm a.
Yeah. So anyway, good back and forth match. It was a power match. I expected. That's actually about what I. It surprised me. It surprised me a little bit. because you had your power match, but it looked good. Like, Ryback looked good in this one.
Yeah, he looked solid, but in a losing effort, Owens goes over, which I think was the right call.
Yes.
Definitely sets up some good feuds for the IC title. But Kevin Owens, new Intercontinental Champion.
I like it.
I like that.
You think... No, I'll save that. Never mind.
I'm saving that for a segment?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Match that no one cared about. One of the matches no one really cared about. First one.
Yeah. Ziggler versus Rusev. With Lana nowhere to be found now. About Summer Rae somehow. It's
just skipping through.
Yeah. Ziggler wins. Summer Rae throws a shoe and hits Rusev in the face with it. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was probably the worst match of the night, I think. It's just a feud that nobody cares about. And a match where two guys that I like, but this feud is not working, and it needs to just go away.
That feud was the Giants game from earlier.
I agree with Jake. Who throws a shoe, honestly?
Well, first off, it was built around the mixed match that we never had.
Yeah.
Second off, Ziggler doesn't have Lana anymore, so why is
now
this
he's
the
trying
thing?
To steal Summer Rae too? Because I'll
take both of them.
The storyline makes no sense.
Well, I don't care. I'll take them both too, just like Ziggler.
If I had to flip the shoes, I'd take Summer Rae.
Let's see here. I could have swore we saw something like this in WCW with Sensational Sherry.
Mark, was that a thing? Did that happen?
Or maybe it was Miss Elizabeth. Someone threw a shoe in WCW.
Miss Madness 99 when Macho had came with like two or three valets.
Yeah, the Team Madness, which was, I believe, Medusa, Molly Holly, and
yeah, Gorgeous Molly George? Was Miss Madness 99, and she took off her shoes and did drop kicks from the top rope.
No, yeah. I could have sworn someone threw a shoe in WCW. Thought it was maybe Sherry Flair. Martel when she
Flair. Every time he started undressing himself.
No, not that. Anyway.
Jake Haynes is saying Stacy Keeler did when she was Miss Hancock.
Maybe.
And by the way, we're over 700 hearts.
Yeah. Keep going,
that's
boys.
Insane, guys. God damn.
B-Megs and myself, man, we've been clicking it up.
Keep it going, guys.
Let's get 1,000 tonight, guys.
We're going to get to 1,000 before we're done with the shit with the pay-per-view, actually.
Probably so, but...
Next up, Ziggler fucks Lana and Summer Rae at the same time. Still can't get over.
That's what's next up.
The problem is Ziggler's as over as they're going to let him get over. That's really all there is to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think his reign happened a couple years back.
And the Jack Swagger fucked him.
Pretty much.
Jack Swagger, the worst champion ever.
Yeah,
I
no.
disagree with that.
Great Khali.
Okay, yes, never mind. Continue.
Jeff
Vladimir
Hardy.
Kozlov.
Jeff Hardy.
Double.
No, not Hardy.
Jeff Hardy.
I was with you on Swagger.
Jeff Hardy. The worst.
I disagree with you, Jason.
He was a terrible champion.
You're just biased on that, and so no one cares. You're like Cowboys fans in December whenever the wheels fall off.
Fuck you.
Well, that's true.
You sitting over there in your Rams gear. Let's go Rams, yeah.
I have no Rams gear on.
Not right now, you don't.
I don't have Rams gear on ever.
You lie. I've seen you in Rams shirts plenty of times.
Oh, you mean the free 101 ESPN t-shirt I got?
Still a Rams shirt.
It's a 101 ESPN shirt with a Rams logo on it because they're the Rams football station.
Still a Rams shirt. Moving on.
I thought you had a Sam Bradford shirt and you sold it after you got traded.
God, I wouldn't have paid money for that ever.
Sam Bradford's sucking it up in Philly still.
Yeah, he was terrible, but pay-per-view, Jason, pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. Next up, the WWE Tag Team Title Match, the Dudley Boys against the New Day.
I was really kind of hoping for a little more out of this match.
First off,
the promo by New Day was spot on.
Oh, yeah. New Day consistently and continues to be probably one of the best gimmicks going on TV today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Rufio.
I still say if you have
that fucking trombone.
If you haven't had a chance to listen to the Jericho podcast with them, you need to, like, right after you're done with our show.
I will also recommend watching the Table for Three thing on the network.
I have not seen that. Enlighten me a little bit.
It's pretty good. It's them sitting down and just talking. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next week, they're doing the Table for Three is apparently going to be an ongoing show now on there. Next week, it's going to be Classic Divas. It's like Ivory, Molly Holly, and I don't remember who the third one is.
Trish?
No, it's not
really?
Trish. It wasn't. It was Ivory, Molly Holly, and I want to say it was. I'll look it up probably in a second.
Charmel?
No.
Victoria? Right. Should we just go on the list?
I don't think it was either of those two. I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Anyway, yeah, I. If you haven't listened, you need to, yeah. Anyway.
Oh.
The hell was that?
I saw how Eddie, I'm sorry, I got sports in on the background. I saw how Eddie Lacy got hurt. How he just twisted on his leg.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, the tag team time match. Yeah, the promo was spot on. Dudley Boys come out, they mean business. First off, just want to say it again, I don't think the Dudley Boys have aged at all.
No,
they don't age.
They really don't.
They didn't. I was like, holy cow.
But they're then again, I've seen them in, okay, so I'm the only one here who watches TNA, and I've seen how they've been in TNA, and they're still the same as they were all those years ago.
Yeah.
Mark is the only one that watches TNA. Their viewership is one, is Mark.
Yeah. Pretty soon it's gonna be zero whenever they're off network television.
I cry every time after I'm done watching, but yeah.
Kind of like when you
it's
sleep.
That
kind of like when Heath sleeps with that homeless guy down the road. He cries when he's done.
Except I'm not spooning with a homeless guy.
He's like, it feels good. It feels good while I'm doing it, and then I think about it at the end, and then I'm like, dirty.
Oh, sorry, Heath.
This is what I put up with every week.
Yeah, you do.
You love it. Moving on.
Or Pearl, as Jake put in.
Or the official.
Dude, you've got to win one so next week you don't get this.
The official WPW in-ring photographer. That'll be you.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the match.
Yes, please.
We had trombones. We had fighting. We had wrestling moves. We had black-on-black violence. We did. Devon and Big E and Kofi and all. There's black-on-black.
Yeah, I know.
Mark Jones is like, I don't care who wins as long as it's not the white guy.
Aww.
I never said that.
You did say that.
You don't have to say it. We could see your face. I'm like, let that sink in for a little bit.
And yes, we had horrible dancing.
You know what? I want to see Jake do the Big E dance in Campsville.
Oh.
Can we have that happen? If we can make that happen, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm going to give him see what he says here. But yeah, we need Jake to do the Big E dance at Campsville.
$20.
How about we make Capone section signs for you, and then you do the dance?
And we're just waiting for the response. Uh-huh.
I thought this match was solid, though, overall.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like these guys could do more if they were given a little bit more time. I really am looking forward to what we're clearly building towards, too, and that's the big tables, ladders, and chairs finale that's going to happen at the TLC pay-per-view.
You know, I signed a petition. Save the tables.
Did you really?
I did.
I didn't.
I don't know if there really is one.
I didn't.
I am not. I am against saving the tables.
My God, Heath, these donuts are fucking delicious. Is there really a petition out there?
There might be.
I can tell you what's going to happen, but I'm going to save that for Can You Dig It?
All right. Kevin says buy him some nachos and he'll dance. Hopefully where we are sells food.
Yeah, we haven't heard too much.
Yeah.
Moving on. Oh, no, I can't move on. We're still in this match. Anyway, so they hit the 3D on Kofi and go for the pin, but then I don't know where it comes. Xavier Woods with the save.
Yep, jumps the ring.
For the DQ.
Causes a DQ.
Your winners. Via disqualification. The Dudley Boys. However, your winner, or you're still your WWE Tag Team Champions.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
The New Day. You ever think Kofi and Big E looked at some white guys that were dancing and they're like, I can dance like that?
No, actually, I've never thought that.
I think it's just you, man.
Yeah.
I can't dance, so that's why I ask.
If you can gyrate, you can dance, because that's exactly what Big E is doing, just gyrating.
And it's the most glorious thing I think I've ever, like, not wanted to see. I don't want to see it, but you can't take your eyes off of it. It just kind of draws you in. It was like Monty Brown's dick when he was in when he wrestled, because it was always like the wolf or whatever, and the mouth was open right on his dick.
Oh yeah. That was
You're coming down.
Man, that's someone that fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, they did.
I liked him. I actually liked him in TNA, like, before he went to ECW.
He was the alpha male.
Monty Brown.
Yeah, the alpha male. Came.
Marcus Corvon.
Yep. So, anyway, after the match, Xavier Woods eats the table. So, surprise, surprise.
Is this, like, the third time he's eaten a table?
I think it's at least the second time for sure. It might have been the third.
It looked like he was seizing too afterwards.
Yeah, he was having the convulsion thing, which is always entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're getting hit by fucking spam bots on Twitter. What?
Why is that?
It is Divas Legend Ivory, Molly Holly, and Hall of Famer Olinda Blaze.
Okay. Oh, Kevin said that like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think we're getting. No, this chick.
Oh, Medusa.
This chick's got like 2,000 followers and Huh. Okay. Whatever. We got some hot chicks that are following us on Twitter. I don't know why.
Nah, who cares?
But if you're hot and you're a chick and you want to show us boobs, you can do that on Twitter at the Hour Bomb.
Yes.
We will look at your pictures.
You could also send it to at Shaka Rage Totem.
Heath will beat off to your topless pictures.
He will. He has a tub of anal cream. He asked for that.
If you're a female and you want to show me your boobs, you can tweet us at the Hour Bomb. If you're male and want to show your boobs, you can tweet them at Shaka.
Yeah.
Or if you want to show anybody part of your male, send it to at Shaka Rage Totem.
No.
Yeah, that's at Shaka, S-H-A-K-A, Rage,
R-A-G-E,
Totem, T-O-T-E-M.
No.
If you're male and want to show off any part of your body naked,
no.
Send it there.
No.
Moving
on. Absolutely not.
Oh, God, moving on.
Women only.
Match of the night, the Divas match.
I wouldn't go that far.
Match of the night, the Divas match. First off,
I'll agree with that.
Congratulations to Nikki Bella for sticking a big old FU to AJ Lee.
You're going to go there, dude.
What?
Do you have the cricket sound effect you can go and play for yourself right now?
Hold on. Let me find it. Let me look. Hold on. There it is. This one.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one else wants to congratulate her?
Fuck no.
I mean, is there as a human being that's like, that you just see on TV, is there anyone less likable than Nikki Bella?
Yeah. Adrian Masters.
Okay, I'm not on TV though.
See, even Mark's dog. Is
what the hell is that? Is that a fucking chihuahua?
No, they're dogs.
Is it a fucking chihuahua?
It's not a fucking chihuahua.
Is it like one of those like mini like terriers or something?
No. No, they're not terriers. They're Yeah, for all they are. I'm watching the dogs. Okay, I can't remember their names.
Oh, they're not your dogs.
Kind of, sorta.
They're kind of, sorta. Your is it your girlfriend's dog?
Oh.
Yes. What?
That's he posted one for Shaka.
He did.
You see that picture, Heath?
Yes, I did.
We're gonna start blowing up his Twitter feed. Anyway, see, even your friend's dogs think that they don't like you because you're black.
Wow, that's pretty bad,
dude.
What?
How you doing, Heath?
I am doing great, sir. How are you?
Hey, I've made it. I've made it a half hour without saying anything racist.
I mean, I made it. You said the last racist thing I did. Because I'm like, you're like, oh, I got this black guy.
I don't say anything racist.
So I made it longer.
What is that? Why is that racist? Why is that?
Moving on. Let's just, you know what, Mark? It's okay.
So I've been hanging with Aussies all this for the last couple of weeks.
I forgive you, Mark. It's okay.
Yeah, I totally agree with it. This match has felt a little off to me as far as the Divas match goes. And after having her leg messed up as much as it was throughout that entire match, it seemed a little odd with her going with her signature figure four still and not really selling the leg beating that she'd taken the entire
match. Okay, so the real clown said that this match put the Divas Revolution back and not ahead. I don't quite think so. Charlotte at least won the title, so it's off of Big Boo Bella.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't say put it forward.
Give it to her on Monday night kind of does sour it. I do agree with that.
After the crap that got pulled on Monday, it's back to it didn't go anywhere.
So if you missed it on Monday, they did Twin Magic, which again I don't know how the hell they do Twin Magic when Brie Bella has small boobs, or did she have a pad of bra?
She stuffed
again. Okay, so
and also they have different hair color.
Oh, okay, so they did Twin Magic. And Charlotte pinned who she thought was Nikki, but it was really Brie. And then it ended up blah, blah, blah. She didn't pin her, whatever. So Nikki Bella broke AJ Lee's record. Big old middle finger to AJ Lee. Congratulations, Nikki Bella. And,
Not really.
I think we almost saw, I'm not 100% sure if we saw Nikki's nipple tonight, if we had a nip slip, or if it was just a bra or what.
What?
Yeah, remember we were sitting there and Adrian's like, I think I saw something. But Xavier was in the room.
She has to fix herself.
And Xavier was in the room.
Did you fix herself?
Did you see what I talked about, Mark? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, she did a move. I can't remember which move it was. And then
she pinned her or something.
She went for a pin. When she set up from the pin, that's when I saw it. Or what I thought I saw it.
Yeah. Like she had to fix herself. She fixed herself maybe like twice this match.
Yeah. So we got to, and then when Charlotte won and Nikki was on her stomach, they showed like a crotch shot of the, and that was a nice view of her, Nikki's at. I like looking at Nikki Bella. I do. I'm sorry. I think any time with Nikki Bella on TV can be good because I like looking at Nikki Bella.
I didn't say she was bad looking. I just said she was.
She's like, you know how I got my thing with Lita?
Okay.
It's just something about Lita is just like I would give my testicles to fuck her, but I wouldn't take her home to mom. Like I would just
she shouldn't be a wrestler though.
Like just who, Lita?
No, Nikki. I mean, if she was like eye candy or just like a valet or something, okay. But she's a terrible wrestler and a worse human being, apparently. So
why is she a worse human being?
I mean, just the way that she acts and just is. I mean, there it's.
But you know, like. Just some I think Nikki Bella's my new Lita.
Okay, I mean I kind of
even though she
I
can't
look
wrestle
at you a little bit worse than I did like 5 minutes
not
ago.
Not not that I think she is a better wrestler than Lita. Just I want to fuck her in an alley, dark alley. That's all.
Well, it doesn't even have to be a dark alley.
It has to be an alley nonetheless.
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion.
You don't find Nikki Bella hot?
Hmm.
Heath, hot or not?
Hot?
Her attitude is so shitty.
It's a fucking character.
But that's how she acts, man.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, that's how she acts on Total Divas.
She acts the same way on Total Divas.
And that's not a fucking work.
And, she's in a relationship with John Cena. How good of a person can she be?
Now, me and a friend of mine, we were talking about the
well,
match.
Here's the thing. Some people think Cena's a saint.
Yeah, people that are 10 and under that have serious medical conditions.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so yeah, I was talking about this with me and another friend of mine, and I said, now, of course, given the chance for one night with Nikki, hell, I'd still take it.
I couldn't do it.
I'd really? Take it like Felicia Fox.
I could not do it.
The joke was Cena pulled out at two.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I couldn't look at myself in the mirror after that because I realized I have fucked the lowest human being as far as I'm concerned on the face of the earth.
I'm with him.
I would, you know how much I love the Kardashians, right, Jason? Can't fucking stand them. I would fuck the Kardashians before I would fuck Nikki Bella.
No.
Yeah. No.
Dude, it's a fucking work. That's why they brought the Bells back to begin with. It was for fucking total divas. They're like, we want you to stay in character in the show. This show is not a legitimate show. I don't know if you know this. Anything that's
but
WWE
anything that
produced
they tweet, is, they just have that same shitty attitude where it's entitlement and it's fucking shitty, and that's just how they are. And you're not going to convince me that they're not that.
Hey, look at it this way. Their mom is marrying
Johnny Ace.
John Laurinaitis.
So
I don't.
So their job, okay, they're not a face faction in the Divas division. They're what we call heels. Their job is to elicit hatred from the fans. They're doing that very well.
Well, yeah, but they also have elicited hatred of me in just in general because I will never look at them with any kind of form of respect because I feel that she's a shitty human being.
What about Brie? You were always like, "Oh, Brie's so much better."
Brie's not so bad.
You're just upset because fucking Nikki Bella was the champ and not Brie.
I actually, a little bit, yeah, because Brie's the better wrestler.
That I do agree with.
I still think
Brie,
Nikki is.
Brie, you know why Nikki's a champion?
Yes, because
she fucked John Cena. There you are.
That is not the main
reason
why
explain why Brie wasn't the champion ever.
Because
she
was
John Cena?
She was out with her husband. You can't, when fucking Daniel Bryan was hurt and he was on the show, well, when he first like walked away again, because he was hurt, she was off TV. She was off TV for a long time to be with him. You can't be the Divas champ.
That's because they storyline fired her. And
They
reunited at before she won the title, too. Your argument here is kind of invalid.
No.
They pretty much ditched the whole fucking Bella feud storyline.
Okay, now that was horseshit.
And
yeah, that was stupid.
Let's see. I'll try to get caught up here. Logan says not as hot as Lita. Nikki Russell with Cena's cock and an iron. Oh God, I wouldn't fuck her. Johnny Ace.
Am I coming through? Okay, you read me all right?
I hear you.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Natty. If you don't think Nikki is a gorgeous creature, you have high standards. I have seen your girls.
Okay, if I'm looking at him for just like a fuck toy, sure, Nikki's not bad looking. But because I know her personality is total shit,
you don't
I can't
know
look
her.
At her.
Have you sat down to a meal with Nikki
Bella? I have seen nothing of her ever to let me think that she's a decent human being.
She looks possibly diseased. I wouldn't fuck her.
You know what
Nikki
is
the great
Kali
of the women's division.
It's her chin. It's her chin, isn't it? Her chin turns you off.
It could be. She does have a strong...
Actually,
it's because her jawline.
No. She
has a man chin.
Tamina is the great Kali of the women's division.
Okay. let's see, Jake. So that's what a heel does. Who knew? And except when you're trying to be a heel, but then the guys still like you.
You're never going to convince me that I should like Nikki Bella ever. And I'm sorry, but you can't convince me until like she like saves like some kids from a burning building. That would be about the only thing she could do to redeem herself in my eyes. Well, all right, maybe she's not so bad.
You know, we're going to have to agree to disagree because...
That's what I said like 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Because we still got some matches.
Yeah, your standards are kind of high.
What,
I mean,
be
I
a
agree,
decent human being?
But
I'm sorry.
Not that
that's,
high
I'm sorry, that's too high of a standard for you to fall for. I mean, it's...
I don't know.
I'm sorry that my decent human being standard is too high for people. You know,
No, it's not that it's decent human being standard. It's just, I don't know. I mean,
Mark,
like,
can you think of one positive thing that Nikki Bell has done ever?
No.
And I rest my case. Thank you. Let me get a second opinion here, Heath.
Beanbags. He actually saved kids from burning building. Is he good, Adrian?
Yeah, Beanbags is good. He saved kids from burning building. What do you want? I already said that's a good. I already said that makes you good.
Can we get the clock kid from Texas to guest host the show?
Huh? I have no idea. What?
What are you talking about, Kevin?
I know what he's talking about.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about
the kid that took the homemade clock to school.
Oh, yeah. That kid.
Yeah.
That kid's 14, knows how to build a clock. Bristol Palin's 24, still doesn't know how to unwrap a goddamn condom.
That damn saying. Straight.
So how about that?
I know. It's like we're trying to get to it, man. We're trying to get to it.
Beanbags, can he get a blowjob? If you come to Campsville, Adrian will blow you.
No,
and after
no,
he's done, he'll say, my, what
but
a lovely tea party.
Heath is a big fan of the glory hole. So if you go to the bathroom,
no.
There'll be a little hole in the wall.
Anyway, so yeah, we haven't even fucking talked about this match yet. But anyway, Charlotte gets hurt, blah, 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 blah. Your winner, Charlotte. Here we go. What?
I like her theme.
Oh, yeah. She's got a good theme.
What's up,
dad? I mean, it gives a nod to her dad.
No, it's never mind. I want to eventually finish the show sometime tonight. So
okay.
Hey, guess what? 15 minutes ago is officially. Oh, and he's not even in the chat anymore.
Who?
Pickles.
Oh yeah. Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy
Pickles
birthday, buddy.
I'm sure you're gonna listen to this on the download.
He probably will.
We're at 1,016 hearts, by the way.
Yeah, they stopped once they got to 100. Or once they got to 1,000. Hey, Pickles, this is for you.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
The views and...
When you listen to this, replace the word Hulk Hogan with Dean Malenko.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? That was from Dean Malenko.
Yeah, so Dean Malenko sent you a birthday wish, man.
Yes, Dean Malenko. Where the fuck were we? Oh, yeah. Charlotte's your new champ. Yes, Logan, it blatantly rips off her dad's gimmick. Kind of. Her dad's theme, at least.
But that kind of is her gimmick, or at least it wasn't NXT, that she was physically superior to all the competition.
I don't know if Ric Flair was that bad.
No, that's what her gimmick in NXT was, though, is that she was, like, genetically superior to every other female wrestler.
She's not hot, is she? I mean, she can't be hot to you.
Not super hot, no.
She got some nice boobs.
She's all right.
All right. Next up, the Wyatt family against Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and their mystery partner, who Dave Meltzer confirmed to himself was not going to be Andre the Giant, Chris Benoit, or Owen Hart. So, just saying.
It was Steve Austin?
No.
It was the fan that tried to attack him before the match.
Yes. No. I thought it was funny. The security failed again. A fan got in the ring. They quickly got him out. And then Bray Wyatt sitting on the turnbuckle. Oh, is that your guy?
that was good.
Sitting there laughing
I
at
like
him.
That.
Yes. It was not CM Punk. It was Y2J.
Chris Jericho, who showed up.
Mm-hmm. Break the walls.
Solid six-man tag match.
Not really sure why Jericho really fit into this one, though.
It didn't. It was like they threw him in last minute. It felt a little out of place.
It did. I could have gotten...
Which, I mean, kind of fit the flow of the match because that's ultimately what cost them the match, was Jericho being kind of out of place, tagging himself in at a bad time, and ultimately got beat.
Yeah... They could have done a better job. It would have made more sense for Joe.
Well, no. This makes what they did made sense because it keeps the Wyatts looking strong. Doesn't really hurt Train and Ambrose. They have to continue to fight, to struggle, to find a way to get past and beat the Wyatts. So Jericho obviously wasn't the answer. There will be something else that comes up along now. This feud's not over. It keeps both teams at the core.
And it doesn't hurt Jericho one fucking bit.
No, Jericho's
at that status.
Point,
it doesn't matter. He put over the young guys, and he really put them all over, if you think about
it. He put over Braun Strowman pretty good.
Huh.
What do you think, Mark?
I like Braun, but honestly, I think the whole Jericho thing, I expected something else. I expected someone else.
I think everybody else, I don't think anybody figured Jericho would be the guy.
I read that he was backstage, but I got it from NoDQ. Because that's what popped up. That's where I saw it from first. But NoDQ is kind of one of those websites where, like, yeah, it could be right. Probably not. So, can I shoot
from I trust NoDQ.
Yeah. No one trusts Russell Zone.
Do we trust Russell Zone?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Exactly.
Can I shoot from the hip for a second? At least you guys don't feed him to Lords of Pain.
I mean, I'll check him for results, but that's about it.
Yeah, I don't trust news. Did he really need the push? He's fucking massive and already choked out Reigns' name. No, but it made him legit. They didn't quite collie him. It's going to happen where, I mean, it happens with all their big guys. They're unstoppable, 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 and then...
I figure we're going to get somebody else is going to help him out at some point in time here shortly. And then we're going to get, at Survivor Series, it'll be Ambrose, Reigns,
Rollins,
someone else, and Sting.
I think Rollins.
It's not going to be Rollins.
Oh, yeah, with them keeping the title, we haven't got there yet. But with what happened tonight, I don't think it'll be Rollins.
No, probably not, but I like it. Anyway, your winner.
Still one
that's
of the greatest
the
things.
Fear.
Yeah.
Cell phone dropped.
I can't work out to this stuff.
Follow the buzzards, man.
Kevin's World of Porn is where I get all my news. Nice.
Kevin is getting increasingly creepier and creepier.
Yeah,
it's past
really
his bedtime, that's why. So, your United States title match, John Cena against Seth Rollins.
Gotta admit, this is actually
this
a pretty good match.
Was my match of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This match, so many good spots, so much good wrestling. Cena, Rollins on the same page, putting together a clinic on, it was a fantastic
fucking
match.
Fucking match psychology is what it was.
I love the spot where Rollins did the superplex roll over into the suplex. That was
amazing.
I've never seen that before. That was awesome.
It was. Beanbags. If I told you you are the PW Pop flagship, would you believe it?
No.
No.
I'm sorry. I mean, we're probably the best and most consistent show on the network, but we're not the flagship.
Okay.
You're not the mothership, baby.
RTM.
No.
I mean,
shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
Shooting from the hip is a flagship show because that's a show, that's the name brand that people think of. But I think we are probably the most at least consistent and the most, I mean, we're
you're
here.
The most consistent, yes. With
they've been doing
I think
a lot
Walkabout like right behind you.
They've been doing it a lot longer.
Well, when Walkabout's around for at least 6 months to a year, then we could talk about them being consistent. let's see if they have some staying power.
They've been on a lot longer than the Niche and
yeah, I don't think they even record it anymore.
Dude, does the Niche even do shows anymore? I don't even.
No, because Scott and Scott's always busy.
And Kyle apparently just doesn't do it.
I think he's trying to get his 2 miles back together.
Yeah, probably so.
Oh God. what was with the Wyatt's horns? They look cool. I thought it was cool. Why not?
They're definitely going in a more evil, more cultish look.
I says all the horns. I'm like, is he going for a Loki look here? Is that what
that's
kind of
what I thought.
That since it's all like
believe that the best, Adrian, the best.
We're the best around.
Nothing ever going to keep me down.
You know, I never looked at Karate Kid the same after
Fuck
How I
that
Met Your
theory.
Mother.
Fuck that theory.
And honestly, I if Dan was healthy, I think they'd be doing a much better job.
He just got back from a fucking cruise.
Well, but he doesn't mean he's healthy. I mean, my aunt went on a cruise all the time, but she had fucking liver cancer and died like 6 months later. Wow. So I mean, it's
well, I'm
not,
damn.
Not that I'm saying Dan's gonna die, but I mean,
I just heard Adrian say, "I really wish Dan would die." That's what I heard Adrian say. You heartless bastard.
I did not say that. If
Dan,
I mean, Dan
and Lario are like neck and neck with hospital visits, but damn.
anyway.
But we digress.
But I digress.
So
anyway, Good, several good spots on this. You know, I can't believe they actually made him go back to back.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at that. I thought they were going to break up Rollins' match over the course of the night.
So kudos to Rollins for fucking doing back to back matches.
Oh, he put on a clinic out there for what, 45 minutes, pretty much.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Quit cutting myself short. I'm not cutting myself short. I'm just a realist. I think that we're good.
Shit just got real. Who broke kayfabe? Logan said shit just got real. We broke kayfabe.
We're not.
Not this part of the show, at least.
No.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
No.
Have we ever been kayfabe?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
None of the WPW stuff is.
Yeah. None of that.
Uh-uh. Moving on.
No shenanigans.
No shenanigans. The first loss of Rollins night that I thought we were going to have. And new
United States champs.
And his name is John Cena!
Apparently just break you this book earlier tonight. Apparently Rollins was headed to every match at Night of Champions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you're not real. No, you're not real. This is the flagship. Act like it, man. Eh. We are. Anyway, so our, first off, are we getting the U.S. title open challenges again?
Probably so. Probably. Yeah. I would think so, yeah.
You think his matches are going to be as good as they were before?
I would see no reason why not.
Awesome. Because I haven't... I can't believe I'm saying these words. I've missed,
who would you put him against?
I've missed, I mean, the, I've missed the John Cena open title... Blah, you know what I'm saying.
The open challenges for the title.
Because it was good. And I think it really pulled Cena maybe out of a funk he'd been in. And it had really brought him back.
Yeah. And not only that, it helps promote a lot of the talent that's actually within the WWE that isn't considered top-tier card.
That's true.
I mean...
There were some fantastic matches.
The same as Amon. Neville answered a challenge. KO. Oh. KO showed up. That's why KO's on the main rosters, because of the U.S. title challenge.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we get more of those.
Cesaro's matches with Cena have been money.
Who's going to fight Cena for the title now?
Next show?
No. Who's going to be the... Who's he going to fight with for the U.S. title? Think about that for a minute.
Finn Balor? I think it's going to be anyone from NXT. Finn Balor, Baron Corbin,
Samoa Joe.
Oh.
That's my pick there, Mark. What do you think?
Who?
Samoa Joe.
Oh.
Joe versus Cena.
I can take that.
I
figured out what Logan was talking about. He hit the message and he showed it to me.
Oh, okay.
So anyway. And then Seth Rollins walking into the back, gets cut off by Cena. You have another match. Out comes the Vigilante Sting.
And Cena FUs him on the ramp and then throws him back in the ring.
Yeah. First off, when does a match start when the champion is not really on his feet yet?
I don't think the bell rang until he was standing up, though. I think.
He has to be standing up under his own power.
Yeah, he was standing up in the
corner. No, he was in the corner holding onto the rope still.
I don't think there's an issue with that. That's happening.
It was an illegal start to the match.
I disagree.
Oh, real quick. Speaking of shitty officiating, let's go back to the Wyatt match real quick.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Jericho's in the bear hug. The referee just pulls it on his arm once.
Yeah,
and then,
did they not have the three-arm drop anymore? Did they get rid of that? Is that
I think they got rid of it with him because he's such a monster that they don't need to check.
Apparently.
Oh.
Did you notice that too, Mark, or no?
I want to say yes, but I was off and on paying attention, to be honest, on that last match.
All right.
Like, I was half watching it, and I was distracted with a phone call, so.
I got you.
Logan makes sense. He says, it would be weird to have two NXT champs go after the U.S. title. It downplays the NXT title, so no Finn Balor... Until he loses the belt. I'd agree with that.
I can agree with that, too.
Well, they I'm not saying put it on him, but at least let him have the match. They gave a match to
But what they're saying, what he's saying is, with the U.S. title, Mark, is that Finn Balor going after the U.S. title on an open challenge wouldn't make sense, while he's still the NXT champion.
Because it's the same thing that happened with Steen, so it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. I agree. It would downplay the NXT title.
Okay, yeah.
I want your title. I don't really, you know, I don't value my NXT championship as much as but I want that.
Right.
So, it makes sense.
Like, it's supposed to be a gateway title or something.
Well, in theory, I mean, the NXT title is supposed to be a gateway title because it's supposed to be your sign that you're pretty much ready to go to the main roster.
Jake says Sami Zayn.
I'd be okay with it, but I don't think so.
I don't know if he's main roster ready yet. Sami
Zayn, I think, is, because I really think we're going to get Owens versus Zayn for the Intercontinental title going through the rest of the year.
Ooh, you think
Apollo
so?
Apollo Crews.
I forgot about their stuff in NXT.
Yeah, because that's unfinished business, too.
It is unfinished business.
Who, Zayn and Owens?
Yeah.
That's been unfinished business since Ring of Honor when it was Dean and El Generico. That's never going to be finished.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. I think we're going to get that on the main roster in the last part of the year here.
Especially now that, of course, Owens has the IC title.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to save that for another segment, too.
Okay. So, anyway, how exactly would Sting get hurt? Because I didn't notice it. What happened? Because Sting apparently got hurt in this when I wasn't looking, I was getting shit.
Well,
set
I think
up
when he
show.
First got powerbombed to the table on the table and went through the announce table, he hit like his back and neck on the TV.
Because
they did show that, and it's like,
I think that kind of rung his bell a little bit, and he was kind of a little bit dazed after that.
Oh, I got you. Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Because.
He still put on a decent metal. Show after that, but he didn't look quite right the rest of the match after that.
Logan says, I think he had a fucking stroke. Old age. This fucking
it kind of looked that way. It really did.
Man, all right, beanbags. Yeah, I mean, not trying to make you guys uncomfortable. This show's the reason why I listen to this network.
All right.
Well, thanks, buddy. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm going to tell you your opinion's wrong. I don't feel that we're the best, that we're the flagship show, but.
Yeah, you can. You're missing what I'm saying here. You can be the best show on a network and not be the flagship show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There were times where... No, Raw's always been the flagship.
But it hasn't always been the best show, because when Paul Heyman
was
running
booking
SmackDown was the better show.
Yeah. Jake says, I think he landed high in the corner.
Yeah,
he did that too. And I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
That's kind of like a double whammy right there.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you think about this?
I thought Sting put in a good showing, but I think his age and everything kind of caught up with him towards the end of the match. And
Heath,
I definitely agree. I between the couple bad bumps there, I think that it's like he's still good in the ring, but he's definitely going on the downhill side slowly.
Well, he's like what, 50 something?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think he did good for a 50-year-old.
Oh, definitely.
I think most of the match fell on Rollins' shoulders, though, and I think he did really, really good with it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Sing can still go, but I think getting banged up a little bit, he showed his age a little bit and couldn't recover quite so well.
Yeah,
he did look better than Jericho.
Yeah, he did. You're a winner with a roll-up. And still, you're a World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins.
Effident.
Hold on.
Nothing with drum beats.
Okay, I've had enough.
Already? You didn't like the Brock Lesnar one either, did you?
Yeah, it was alright.
Effident. What color is your hair?
I just want to get the show over with, man.
Alright. Anyway, alright, so let's get to our final thoughts. Grades. Oh, and then Sheamus comes out. And I really thought we were going to have it. I really thought it was going to happen.
Sheamus comes out, hits the bro kick, tries to cash in. But then Kane comes out back in the Kane mask and the Demon Kane gimmick again.
Hellfire and Brimstone.
I'm for, because looks like we're setting up nicely for a Kane versus Rollins Hell in a Cell match.
Because Rollins was the reason why Kane got his ass kicked.
Yep.
And I think that'll be a great match at Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
For the title?
Indeed.
I believe it will be, yeah.
Well, I think if fucking... Okay, so Kane comes out, chokeslams Rollins. I'm like, fucking right, here we go. Idiot Sheamus had to get back in the ring. Come on, one more. Give him one more.
And then he chokeslams himself.
Like, God damn it.
It's like, you never ask Kane for one more. If he wants to do one more, he
will
do it.
And that's how it goes off there. Okay, anyway, so back on. Adrian, what would you say? 1 to 10?
Little inconsistent on some of the matches. Overall, I felt the show was pretty solid, though. I'll give it a solid 7.5.
Jizz Whopper.
I kind of got to go with that as well. And I mean, there were some things out of whack. You know, Jericho definitely being one of those things. And, of course, the Diva match as far as the injury for Charlotte. I mean, there was some things like that. But I give it a 7.5.
Mark?
Yeah?
What's your grade?
Would you care to give us your grade on the page? It's like he does not even fucking paying attention.
No, I'm paying attention. I'm listening.
Then what would you grade the pay-per-view, Mark?
B+.
So you're saying like an 8.5 out of 10?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Wow, all right. I mean, all right.
I mean, look, yeah. All right, the last match could have gone a little bit longer, and it probably would have been better if Seth was healthy. Not healthy, but at full strength. And yes, the Ziggler match, no need for it. But the rest of this pay-per-view was solid.
The Real Clown says it was a 6 but an 8 by WWE standards.
Yeah, I don't
Jake says it's a 7.
I don't give it higher than a 6. The only thing that kept it at a 6 and not lower than that was the opening match.
Opening match.
And New Day.
I also like the Cena Rollins match, though. That was that's put it at the 7 range for me.
But everything else was just the 6. The New Day promo was good, so that's what it was. All right, guys, we're gonna move on.
All right,
where am I going to now?
Excuse me.
Yummy
chicken.
I'll go first.
Go for it.
Please enlighten us with your.
My, what stinks. Can we get WWE security fired, maybe, and put fucking Stevie Wonder in charge of security? Because,
oh,
I mean,
God, yes.
We have another fan get right up next to a wrestler. Thank God the fan wasn't armed or wasn't there to hurt anyone. Had he had a knife, he could have fucked up a couple guys there real fucking quick. Just stab, stab, done. A couple weeks ago, we had a guy walk out to the ring with fucking Seth Rollins. This week, we get fucking a guy in the ring right next to Ambrose, right next to Roman Reigns. Really, guys? You couldn't see the guy hopping the rail? Really?
Oh, I bet you they saw him.
And then they entered. This is a WWE-issued statement. WWE takes the safety of our performers very seriously. And any fan entering the ring area will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, that's great, but if they hurt the wrestler, yeah, damn.
Yeah.
It needs to stop before they get to them.
Yep. All right, who wants to go next?
It's already at that point. Remember, someone tried to stab Ambrose a couple of weeks back.
Yeah?
Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's at that point.
Which means they need to work better.
Heath, do you have one?
My what stinks is just in regards to the Diva match. I mean, you have Charlotte getting the whole leg injury type thing going on and throughout the whole match, and then the finisher, which utilizes her leg that is hurt.
Yeah, all right.
Not exactly a good sell at the end.
Mark, you got one for us?
That's so this TNA. Week in TNA.
How'd I know?
TNA in general. Gotcha.
I mean, don't be surprised. Every time I'm on here, it's the what stinks. It's about TNA. So Lethal Lockdown, I believe, was this past week.
That's still a thing?
Yeah, surprisingly so.
Surprise, surprise, TNA won controller company.
Pretty much. After, for some odd reason, they had this whole thing with Global Force, with Jeff Jarrett. I'm like, they took your title, or at least the King of the Mountain title, and they turned it into their own championship title. And they kept the TNA name on the belt. I'm like, what's the point? Like, this whole thing built up to nothing. It's like, what was the point? Why are they doing this? Why are they here?
It's like having sex and not getting off. What's the point?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Adrian, you got something?
I do.
Okay.
You're going to be shocked at this, Jason, I'm sure.
What?
It starts with Nikki Bella.
No.
And
imagine
that. Her breaking the rain. Look. Whether it was just WWE giving the fuck you to AJ or John Cena politicking just to keep the belt on her because he's a fucking douchebag. Either way, I don't care. It fucking stunk. Moving on.
All right.
I agree.
Let's see. Beanbags. What stings? Dolph fucking Ziggler. Jake, what stings? The fact that the photos they showed for former Divas champions were women's champions, not Divas.
That is true, yeah.
That is very true. And Kevin seconds that, apparently.
Fail of the week. Recognizing Moolah. Yep, they were women's champions, not Divas champions.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, Logan's got a good point. Roman had a briefcase chucked at his, a while back.
That did happen, too, wow.
So, I don't know, I thought Divas match was decent, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right, move on. What do we want to do? Do you want to do Kenny Diggett or do you want to skip that?
I got Kenny Diggett's.
Well, you were like, oh, I want to finish up. And we got fucking a
show
to
talk about.
I have
stuff for this. I've saved for this.
Okay, then I'll let you. Here you go.
Kenny Diggett's also.
All right. Can you dig it?
We'll make it fast.
All right. So, can you dig it?
What?
At TLC, we will also get a Ladder Wars rematch between Kevin Steen and Sami Zayn.
Hey, look, there you go. But he says Survivor Series.
I don't think it'll be Survivor Series. I think they'll say it for TLC.
The Bird Dog just put in there that same thing.
I want to dig it, but I can't. Because Sami Zayn needs to at least have a few matches and interact with him before.
I think he'll debut shortly before Survivor Series, and it'll be a first match at Survivor Series. Where it ends in some kind of screwy finish, and then they'll fight for a ladder match at TLC.
I could dig that.
I can dig it.
All right, back and dig.
Mark, you got something?
Okay, so.
In TNA.
No. So frustrated with, you know, the New Day's constant interruption and the fact that there's three of them. You see the return of Spike Dudley in 2 to 3 weeks.
No. Spike's done.
Spike's a little bit rougher off than the other two, man.
Yeah, Spike's done. I'm good.
No Spike. And somebody, the Dudleys don't normally need help, but in this case, they might.
They might, like, you're right, but I don't think it'll be Spike. Beanbags, can you dig it? The Divas are still stuck in the same spot. I think they're a little better off.
I think we're definitely going in the right direction now at this point. Definitely getting it off of, you know, Nikki Bella is a good thing as far as the championship.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Capone wins his match at Campsville and the PW Pop crew goes ape shit.
We
can
yes.
dig that.
We can dig it.
I will dig that for sure.
I don't know how many... Kevin, how many guys are you bringing? Because I want to know how many signs we're going to make. Because we're all going to have one. Because there'll be four from us. And then Kevin and his guys. And maybe we'll just have a few extras to hand out to you.
Who's our fourth one?
No.
Xavier's going.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know he was with it being so late.
So late?
Yeah. As far as like when we'd be getting home.
Show it's gonna be starts. It's a Saturday night.
Yeah,
so it's fine. Let's see here.
Actually, the link I just put in the chat is a link to Spike Dudley as of 3 years ago.
Kevin's got three, including himself. So yeah, there'll be probably 10 Capone section signs up.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? TNA will be out of business this time next year. Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm surprised they're still around now, actually. But we've been saying this for years.
You know what? I can't dig it because TNA is apparently the cockroach of the wrestling industry, and it just refuses to fucking die.
Even if you nuke it, they're still around.
Spike is done. Yeah, he's a family man. Look at that. That's so pretty.
Yeah.
I know.
Told you Spike.
It's the aw moment of the night.
You know what? I can maybe get on board with maybe a one night only, maybe Tommy Dreamer.
Ooh. Is Tommy Dreamer on good terms with them? With the WWE?
On bad terms.
Well, him and Taz are actually up at the headquarters.
Yeah, they were actually recording stuff at the headquarters this week. He didn't leave on bad terms.
No.
Just gave his notice and
I didn't know if he left on bad terms or not, so that's why I just
Cook gets like Sandman or something.
Which that's actually a good listen to too, if you listen to the Steve Austin podcast. There's one where he interviews Tommy Dreamer and talks about all kinds of stuff, and it's really good.
Okay. Can you dig it? If Heath Slater jumped off the top of Titan Towers, he still wouldn't be at the top of the company.
Oh. No. Big Dick Dudley, no, I don't think he's, I think, dead.
Yeah. WCW had a better shot than TNA when they were fucked in the end by Vince. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Jeff Jarrett would let TNA get bought by Vince.
I think he'll try to sell TNA at a higher cost to Vince than they got out of WCW. Because Vince bought WCW for fucking pennies.
Yeah, a few million dollars.
Yeah. Well, to him, anyway, I mean.
Oh, it was a few million dollars. I mean, it wasn't
like
much
$3 million or something like that.
Yeah, it was something stupid. So, we're moving on.
I think Vince would easily pay like $10 million just to have the tape library so we can have the complete, like, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd pay.
I think that's the only reason he did it. Because he had fucking ECW, WCW, AWA he had then, too.
He has Mid-South. Yeah. He has Memphis.
And back then,
WC World Class Championship.
Yeah, he was it. He did that for what we have today.
Yeah,
Vince was ahead of the time. He was had this plan for fucking ever, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Moving on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Price is Right. Not Let's Make a Deal. But Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams. Heath's gonna lose because he's a bitch.
Here's how the game works.
Thanks,
we're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a Shifry show.
However.
And we have changed the rules a little bit on Just Jams.
Yes, we are actually going to make the whole bet from the last fantasy
ongoing.
Draft by us an ongoing thing.
If Heath gets
through
one wrong,
Just Jams.
He eats a jelly bean.
If That's
Heath,
right.
If Heath gets one right, he divvies one up.
That's right, bitch tits.
Which, for the love of God, he better not get any of these right, because I fucking hate jelly beans to begin with. I'll do three. If you ever pick me, I will do three chomps and spit it out. I don't care what it is.
You got to be able to tell us what flavor it is first, though.
Yes.
Maybe.
Which means you got to really bite into the middle.
You have to chew it up enough to know what flavor it is before you can spit it out.
Yes.
It's fucking stupid.
Anyway.
You can play along in the chat. He can't see.
Nope.
I guess I'm playing the chat, or I'll wait.
You can play in the chat. It's fine.
Yeah, you play in the chat.
All right, you ready for your first theme, Heath?
Let's go for it.
I don't know which one this is because I didn't preview them.
Kevin, is there a source on that?
Kevin, we need a source on that, and if the website has anything to do with a Z in their name, it doesn't count.
Chad has it.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound familiar.
And your time starts now. Logan thought it was Joey Mercury and Shield Clothes. Kevin's got the pick of what? I don't know. Uh, Apparently, Kevin can't type either, right? No. Well, I was just talking about something creepy.
Which is half the time.
No, he can't. He gets it. No, he can't. God, we need an answer.
I'm pulling for you, Heath.
If your phone fucking lights up at any point in time during these from now on, you're automatically eliminated. I don't care what it is.
I didn't even see it light up.
I'm just saying. Because there's someone on, they could, you know, anyway.
Okay, whatever.
I could just see someone sending him a message now. Because
face supposed- the phone needs to go face down on top of the laptop screen now, from now on.
Yeah. It didn't go off
just
now.
Just hold the phone.
Okay.
Well, because he wouldn't trust us with his phone. I would. We need an answer.
They don't trust me anyway. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Do you remember the wrestler? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
I do, unfortunately, but that's not the correct answer. One would say that was who?
Huh?
It was who?
It was who?
It was who?
It was who? Okay. Mark Jones. The correct answer is
Ahmed Johnson.
All right, Heath.
Which is why it sounded familiar. I pictured a big guy. I just couldn't.
Logan's like, I really want to send him the wrong answer.
Thanks, Logan.
That's hilarious. I forget he knows Dan, too. He knew Dan before I did, actually.
Yeah.
I just worked with him longer.
Okay, this is either Juicy Pear or Booger.
Booger.
God, come on, Juicy Pear.
Booger. He had a lot of bad ones.
Huh. Yeah, I did.
So we may be out of bad ones.
It figures it's Booger.
You gotta love the Booger flavor, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Vomit Bean. That's what Jake wants. Jake wants Vomit Bean.
Yeah, oh, God. And for those that don't know, we do have the video up, the raw video up.
The raw video. I cannot edit it right. I'm trying to figure out how I can edit it right to where it looks good. It just looks like shit from the camcorder.
Yep. All right.
Here comes
number two.
Song number two.
What does everybody want?
God damn it.
Al Snow.
God damn it.
I loved Al Snow.
So I thank you for not previewing it.
You probably should have.
Yeah.
All right, so who's eating jelly bean?
I'm going to give Jason a bye week here.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you dick.
But remember, the stipulation on this, if I pass him up this week.
No.
If he gets in the one right, it's automatically you.
Yeah, it's not yes. You pass me up.
All right.
This week, it's... If you get another one right, then I have to eat the jelly bean, regardless.
All right, give me the box.
No, he's gonna pick it. You pick yours. He picks his.
Gotta be told.
We're gonna
random.
Get a gumball machine for this now.
This is like the Russian way of jelly beans.
Looking.
You guys are doing.
Oh, it is.
God, it's chocolate pudding or dog food again.
Again.
Oh. By the way, earlier he did have a brown one that actually wound up being dog food, and he spit that one out.
I think
the look on his face says,
"Is it dog food?
It is dog food. Yeah, it's dog food.
Oh, that's so bad.
Wow.
Oh God.
Yeah,
okay.
Just keep it right there for now.
He does one for two. Oh.
Yeah, one for two right now.
Oh, I hate you, you son of a bitch.
Now you understand why I had water.
Now you, I mean, that's like you were just bragging earlier that you were like, oh, I'm 5 for 5 on good ones.
Well, that's too bad. And they're both dog food. I got. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. At least I won't vomit. We're going to have to start recording. God, it smells like dog food down here now. I hate you.
All right. Song number three, please.
This is why the generic you can get. I'm sick.
I know. It's like generic wrestler number 5,000.
Good luck on this one. I have no fucking clue.
I was gonna... Mark, do you even have a clue on this one? I mean, don't even say it, but I mean, do you even have a clue on this one?
I'm trying to. It's. I've never heard. It's like. I've played
has a guest, Jason, is it right?
No.
I think so. I think.
That's the same thing.
I have.
Negative.
No?
No. I don't think we have any more barf jelly beans in here either.
Ah.
Damn.
That's all right.
Kevin's wrong. You're wrong, Kevin.
Kevin's wrong.
I have a guess.
He guesses it. No, he can't. Okay.
The Repo Man. No, I know it's not him.
Adrian?
My guess is going to be Aldo Montoya, the Portuguese Man of War.
Mark, do you have a guess?
You know, I think that's the same. I'm going to go with that also.
So we got two for Aldo Montoya.
Yes.
Just incredible. Heath says Repo Man.
Which I know it's not Repo Man.
It's
believe
not
me.
Repo Man.
Jake
I know.
Says Spark Plug. Your answer
is just that it's too generic of a theme.
To all of them. The correct answer is Alundra Blaze.
Damn it. Really?
Yes.
Good grief. That was
awfully
generic.
You know how long it's been since we've heard that? Since we've heard Alundra Blaze's music, and they even played it at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I was going. I just went with an A name because I knew you picked at the top of the list.
It's either Stinky Socks or Tutti Frutti.
Stinky Socks.
No, I mean, like it will be.
Logan says that her music was as bland as her character. Yes, it was.
Yes.
Sticky Socks.
Hand me the box.
Oh God!
Something was Tutti Free, and it was
bamboo. Adrian, you're gonna refill. You're gonna keep us in supply of these, right? Yeah. Adrian's gonna try one more. If it's the dog food one, just put it back.
No, it's not. It is either lime or lawn clippings.
Lime or lawn clippings. All right.
At least that one isn't too bad.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's chomping into it. I'm going to have to record Jizz Jams all the time now.
For Periscope.
It's lime.
Oh, it's lime. Good. Good, good, good. Good.
I think it's lime.
Let's see.
I know. It's one of those that's kind of questionable.
You know, I'm just going to have to do this as a buffer.
Actually, no. I think that's grass.
You think it's grass?
No. It's just not bad.
Grass is not bad.
Do they have a weed flavor?
Weed, man. It's weed. Remember that time we were at CC's Pizza?
What the fuck are you playing?
I'm trying to find a buffer, and I didn't realize there was an intro on this because I ripped it off of the music video. And I'm trying to find a buffer so we can move on. There we go. Okay. I had nothing else ready for it, so.
For what?
Oh. Well, to talk about the Campville event.
Oh, okay.
Campville, Illinois.
I was going to play, like, Dueling Banjos because that's where we're going to be in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Okay. Saturday.
Hold on, right?
At the Coliseum.
Saturday.
Hold on, wait.
Saturday.
At
Campville, Illinois.
Where are we?
Be prepared at the VFW Hall.
Are we at the VFW Hall?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. Oh.
Okay, go.
I have no idea. It's either VFW Hall or American Legion Post.
It is. I got a phone number.
And I think we're wrestling in a building this time.
It is the...
Thank God.
Wait. Okay.
Saturday, September 26th. Be ready, Campville, Illinois. WPW will be coming to you live at the American Legion on Saturday, September 26th. Doors will open at 6, and the show will begin at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock!
7 o'clock. Be there or fucking die.
Die.
Okay. All right. I'm good. All right. Yeah. Let's leave the closet. Cave now. Let's see. Newsflash: the one who finishes last in PW Pop Bowl has to eat 15 of them and must record themselves eating them. Fuck you.
Dude, for the last bet, I did 10.
Greg just messaged me back and said, damn, I just now got this message.
Well, I post this on.
Tickets are $10.
Okay. What do you think? Kevin just sent me this. Advanced tickets are $10, 12 at the door.
Okay.
If you want tickets, let me know.
Doesn't look like the same guy to me.
What do you think, Adrian? Kevin, post that picture in the chat. I want more opinions.
Oh, yeah, the picture that he sent.
Oh, yeah, it is going to be Kevin finishing last.
They do look similar, but
I don't know.
Similar, but I don't know, man. That's awfully close.
It is. I'm not sure I buy it, though. All right. Let me pull up. So the first thing we'll talk about at Campsville, Illinois, is going to be the main event, the triple threat match.
Yes, which I have right here.
Horseshit.
The poser champion, Xavier Frost.
The real champion, Xavier Frost. Thank you very much.
Boo.
Versus.
You know, I really don't have anything against Xavier Frost other than the fact that I think he's ducking a real opponent, but I think he's finally going to meet a challenge with this one, so
whatever.
Oh, so I've been meaning to ask, are you cool with Uriah now after all of that?
Oh, no, he can kiss my ass. I was being a professional. So we were getting along. After the show, it's going back to he can kiss my ass.
Jake says it's sad that I like the Nazi players.
I don't know.
So if he kills you at this event,
we
shouldn't be surprised.
We will laugh and have a memorial show that Sunday night.
Oh, I think I'm okay. I've made friends in the right places. I'm not scared at all.
What he's saying is he's paid people off.
Paid people off, talk to them, whatever, however you want to phrase it.
He's lined the right pockets, if you will.
Everybody's got a prize.
So he sucked their dicks just to get protection.
No.
Yes,
it's not
did.
Me.
Yes, he did.
Heath would do that. I would not. People just understand that I'm a fair and unbiased journalist.
Said no one ever.
Easier, Fox News.
Yeah.
I like that.
Heath, you got a little bit of jizz right here on your chin. Hey, it's not my fault. People see my point of view.
Let's talk about something we can all agree on. The Capone section will be there in full force.
They will. Hey,
yes,
Jake,
we will.
Do you know who you're fighting yet?
Let us know in the chat.
We'll give them a second. All right. We have some rumored matches happening at Campsville. Let me find those.
Well, for sure we have Xavier Frost versus the Monster Scar versus Uriah Elazar.
All backed by the Legion.
That's what I have to say about that main event.
Be a fantastic main event.
And Jake does not know who he is going against yet.
It'll be nice, fair, and balanced. It'll be a good show. Assuming that referee knows how to count to three.
Frost is getting fucked in this one.
Assuming the referee hasn't been bought too again.
Whatever. Whatever. Doctored footage is exactly what it is. I don't want to hear any more about it. It's fucking doctored footage. You can go back, and I'll prove to you when we get off the air how it was doctored footage.
Right, and I'm sure you're going to tell us all about how Obama was responsible for Benghazi, too. Is that what you're going with here?
What?
Whatever you say there, Fox News. Let's move on.
Anyway,
Trump's going to save us all, right? It's Donald Trump will save us from the. Is that what you're saying?
Ew. I'm surprised Vince McMahon didn't say, "I'm going to run for president."
Come on, Roger Goodell, hide the evidence.
Yeah.
I'm calling it now. You're already getting screwed over by the third man. That'd be beautiful.
Who is the third man?
That'd be beautiful if Scar and Blade
Dean
are like
Malenko.
Yeah. That'd be great if Scar and Blade are both like, you know what? Fuck this guy. We replaced you with Cortez, and then they fuck him.
I don't think that'll happen.
Oh, it'd be great. I would love it if they did. Let's not forget that Uriah tapped to Frost.
He tapped to
Capone and Juggernaut.
He was just trying to reach for the ropes. That's all that happened there, man.
He tapped twice in the same day.
He was reaching for the ropes, and the referee misread the call.
Tapped twice in
you
the
know
same
what?
Day.
It's not the referee's fault that he misread the call.
Tapped twice in the same day. And Capone won by rock, scissors, paper.
Capone's Midwest Mafia will be there in full support.
Ooh, maybe that's what we'll put on the sign. We'll just put on Capone's Midwest Mafia.
All right, yeah, we can work.
Do we want to do that or Capone section?
We can do that.
We can do that? Okay.
Or have a mixture.
No, it's got to be uniform.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all got to be the same thing. We're united.
Kevin, make three signs. One that says Capone's, one that says Midwest, and one that says Mafia.
We're doing that?
Yeah.
I just thought we would put Capone's, Midwest, Mafia on the ones on each sign.
No, just one, three big signs so everybody can see it, like in reader. Clearly.
Okay. Do we? What are we going to do then? What are our signs? Are we going to be the Capone section?
Well, no, he's going to give those to us. Kevin's our intern.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, we'll figure it all out.
Even Jake says to go with Mafia.
Okay, good. Rumored matches that night. Message me or I'll forget. That's how I am. Rumored matches. I don't know how many of these are going to happen, so we'll see. Damian Blade with his Money in the Bank briefcase. Their briefcase is a little bit different than WWE. WWE is for a world title shot. Theirs is for any of them.
So Damian Blade maybe cash in the briefcase?
He could against Shooter or... Frost? I don't know.
He can cash in and even...
I don't think he can cash in on Frost after...
Well, he said it's good for a new title, right? I mean...
I thought there was a stipulation at the end of Collinsville. He couldn't.
Well, he could.
Against Frost.
You know what? If the Monster Scar or Uriah wins, he could...
Hogan it?
Yeah. Finger poke of doom.
Oh, God. I hope not. I don't hate
maybe,
Blade.
But maybe he'll team up with Victor Cortez and maybe they'll get his tag team titles back.
I don't hate Blade. Like my parents forgot. Oh, Kevin. Anyway, so yeah, Damian Blade against Christian Hayes. Don't know who this guy is.
I'm not real familiar with him, no.
This is, now we haven't gone to a whole lot of WPW events, so there could have been some guys the one show wasn't an official sanctioned WPW event, so there were a bunch of guys there.
Hey, Papa Malaka has joined the chat. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Glad
welcome
he,
to you.
You know, finally.
Hey, Fazu.
Two hey, El Amore, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, too bad we don't have fake Greg on. Good enough. Anyway, Greg, I said something like 2 days ago, hey, you want to come on the show? And you never responded back. So thanks a lot for coming on the show. Appreciate it. We had to get Mark.
Yeah, we had to settle for a black guy.
Oh. Adrian.
I'm sorry, Mark. I am sorry.
That wasn't me this time.
It's fine.
I know.
Anyway, as I was saying, don't know anything about Christian Hayes, so we're going to find out a little bit more about him.
We'll have a full report on everything that happens there next week on the show.
We're going to have lots of interviews, I think. I think we're going to divide and conquer. United States title match. Shooter Curtis Payne against the Searcher. Again, another guy. Must be all kinds of people coming back.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Searcher.
I don't know either.
I have no clue. I was told by a friend of mine that we need to ask about Searcher's boots. That's about all the info I would give him. You're going to interview Searcher. You're going to ask him about his boots.
Okay.
That's your job.
All right.
All right. Moving on. I'm sure Shooter will come out of that and no problem. Gage Evans against Ivan Stroganoff.
Go Gage.
Whatever. God damn.
I like this Gage guy.
He's fucking running his mouth off, and he's just going to get put in his place.
He's typically the kind of guy you like. He's got the best manager in the business, Chip.
Oh, whatever.
The Chipster.
Whatever. Ivan will kick his ass. I'm not a big fan of Ivan after he about killed
well,
us.
Yeah, why are you rooting for Ivan, who tried to kill you, by the way? I mean, that's...
That's only because Kevin's big mouth got me in trouble.
Well, yeah, and you also stomped on Ivan, so I'm sure he's not real happy about that either.
I forget about that.
So,
whoopsie! Maybe, I got hit by a chair by him, too.
Maybe you should maybe switch some allegiances in this one.
Maybe I should. Go Gage! Yeah. The last rumored match we have for the night is going to be Sniper, big motherfucker, big redneck motherfucker, against Victor Cortez,
oof,
the turncoat bastard.
Yeah, Victor's got to have his hands full with that one.
This dude is fucking huge.
But I'm pretty confident the Legion can handle business.
Whatever. That's Legion can handle business because he'd be like 1701.
You know, his lovely manager, Scarlett, there will help make sure that the...
hopefully she's there. I hear she's been having some medical problems. So
hopefully
she'll
it.
Be there. You know, in all reality, get better.
We want to see that. Well, the Scarlett there.
Yes. Let's see. You got your Legion shirt on over there, by any chance?
No, not yet. I will be procuring one there at Campsville Show, though.
$15.
I will be.
Yeah. Bring money. They got some cool shit. Our friend Chuck who was on the show earlier, has old wrestling figures. You can buy some of his shit, too. But that's all the rumor matches we have. We're going to have Gideon, the return of Gideon Morbid, to an official WPW event.
All right.
So,
but I'm most excited about Jake Haynes, or Jacob Helm.
Yeah, let's say the wrong person.
Are you guys selling those Albom T-shirts that chick happens to like?
At the event, unfortunately, no, we aren't able to get those in advance. Those had to be ordered online. But if I don't get another...
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed, listening to the Hour Bomb, I feel so dirty, wrapped up in an Hour Bomb T-shirt. Only at pwpop.com.
You were saying?
I'm good.
No, what were you saying?
I don't remember now.
Oh, we're talking about T-shirts, and then you're most excited about...
Oh, Mr. Jay Capone currently winning in the Jason Heath Urban Dictionary contest.
He is.
He's the only entry so far. Remember, you got in through December 1st to get those in.
Get that in for the best Jason Heath Urban Dictionary.
And I will send you a T-shirt.
And the Hour Bomb. If you can get the Hour Bomb in there, too.
Yeah, you'll get an Hour Bomb T-shirt.
And actually, I did do some research on these shirts. If we order, like, a dozen or more, they're, like, $13 a shirt. But if we do less than that, they're, like, $25 a shirt.
Wow.
Because I've only checked one place. It's real close to my house. Because I thought about getting a few printed up for the shows. Why not? We should each have an Hour Bomb shirt at least, but I don't want to pay $25 for a shirt.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that either.
So we'll figure it all out, though. I'm sure we're gonna have some shirts eventually.
But
I thought about we taking a picture and having some pictures to autograph.
Yeah,
we could sell them.
But it's 10 after midnight.
It is 10 after midnight. So.
It's like 1:10 in the morning for Mark Jones.
Yeah,
Mark Jones.
So you want to break the glass there?
That's our show for tonight.
It is our show. I hope everybody enjoyed listening. I hope you guys had some fun.
Apparently,
they voted us the best show on the network, so hey. Whatever.
I vote.
What? All right, Mark, what's the best show on the network?
I don't know. Let's listen to some more.
You can't just say Us Mark.
Us Mark?
This is the last time you're on the show.
It does, hey, remember, it doesn't matter. He only counts as 3/5 of a vote.
Oh. Fuck you!
Oh!
Again, I'm the only one that doesn't say
Adrian,
this shit.
Adrian, why would you say that?
Wow.
Why
would you say that? That one wasn't
fuck
me.
You.
I am sorry, Mark.
Hey, you were shocked that...
Hey, Mike Huckabee over there.
Oh my god.
You were shocked I didn't name that episode 3/5 of an episode or something like that.
That should have been.
I was a little shocked, yes.
I'm not a complete and total asshole.
Oh my god.
You okay over there?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That was joke of the night.
That's wow.
That was the best Mark Jones reaction I think I've ever gotten on the show. I love you, Mark. I really do.
We do love having you on, Mark. And we might be doing the draft next week.
Yeah, something like that.
We'll
talk to you on Facebook. We'll message you about it, see what you want to do for the punishment. We're thinking maybe Yes Game or something that's easily done.
Yeah, something that's easily done that I can actually participate in.
Yeah.
Right.
Kevin says, come to Campsville. Heath's hand jobs are legal in Illinois.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, that's true. They are. And, well, I mean, assuming you're over the age of 16.
And, Heath, there may be goats in the field. Goat sex is legal in Illinois, but it's frowned upon.
Yeah. Only if you catch for the goats, not if you're pitching to the goats.
Remember who's driving to Campsville. Remember who can leave your asses there.
We can get a ride back to South County from Chuck.
Yeah, we can work this out. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Chuck, don't give them a ride
back.
Yeah,
Chuck
no,
can
give
me back to my house.
This will happen. Halbert will just do exactly what he did to get those wrestlers on his side. You know, get on his knees, like a few cocks, and they'll be able to say,
no,
like,
I am not Heath.
Check the website for upcoming shows on the network. Check out all the great stuff that Paul Jordan writes for our network. Check out our Twitter at the Hour Bomb.
Yep. You can send us emails at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can send us all messages via Facebook. If you have a suggestion for Jizz Jams, don't send it to Heath. Send it to me. Also, check out our buddies at...
Wait, hang on. I want to make an official rule. Jake, if you can tweet us... does Jake have Twitter?
Jake Haynes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can tweet us a picture of that... of that photo of the Urban Dictionary definition and just put make it hashtag Heath Death.
Heath Death?
Yeah, HEATHDEF.
Death. Oh, I gotcha.
That way I can keep track of the submissions a little bit easier.
There you go.
Who sent them what?
Okay. Yeah, do that. You can send an email. So check out our buddies at World Powerhouse Wrestling at WPWPro.com. You can tweet them at World Powerhouse 1, HOUS1. And you also check out their videos at WPW Video. Check them out. Check out Roscoe Poffo. He's their official. He's like kind of like us for them, uncensored and all that. Roscoe's funny as hell. If you haven't watched his videos, you need to. So search Roscoe Poffo.
Yes.
Good videos. I got nothing else. All right, so we're going to call it. With that being
Mark,
said.
Mark, I got a special going out song just for you, buddy.
Yeah, hold on. So once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hamilton. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy.
The big Adrian Master says, sayonara, suckers.
I hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying, so long.
Mark Jones.
Good night, folks.
That's all you got for us?
It was like 3/5 of a goodbye.
No. Well, what are you expecting? Like, look, I don't have time to come up with an ending catchphrase. I don't have an opening catchphrase.
You got to come up with an ending catchphrase. If you're going to be on the show on a consistent basis, which apparently you're like now our official fourth hour bomber again.
Yeah.
See, I do double duty. Your show and the walkabout, so it's like flip a coin.
Mark, what show do you like doing more?
You can understand us.
Well, yeah, I can barely understand Jake half the time.
And we don't make you talk about TNA.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, we will try to do this again next week. Oh, Song of the Week goes out to you, Mark. Until then, you've been...
Hour bombed.
Cotton candy sweet as gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
I hate you guys.
Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll.
To the left, to the right, to the right, to the front, to the front, to the back, to the back. Now slide, slide, baby, slide.
Dip, baby, dip.